Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students. Do you remember the next word? Yes, and classics. This is take two, the new series on Audio Boom. And today you can listen to a Skype conversation I had today with one of my students, Kisjula, his nickname Jules. I hope you will find his character and his ideas as interesting as I do. So, let's get started. Jules, could you say a few words about when you started teaching English?
Yes, Joe. I started when I got back from England. I spent there three years to practice and learn a lot about the country, the culture, and of course English. And I was lucky enough to have an offer from my old English teacher, who sent me an email just before I got back to the country, that she said she wanted to work with me. Uh-huh. So literally, my plane landed on Monday, and I started my first class on Tuesday.
Without really? Any class. Oh my
so
gosh!
Deep water for me.
Okay. So did you go to England because you had this idea that you wanted to become a teacher, or it was just a coincidence?
No, I wanted to learn English. I always learned German before, so it was about more than 10 years. I love German, and I think I was quite good at German. And then I started English, and after 1 year, I decided that, okay, that sounds better, and that would suit me much better.
And you mean the accent you preferred, the British, I mean the English, than the German?
I think the whole language, I think everything about it. So German was good, but... I don't know. I found
So you had this interest in languages, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I did. But I found something in English that I didn't find in German.
Which was what?
It's hard to grasp. I don't really know.
Maybe it's culture?
Maybe the culture, maybe the background, maybe the pronunciation, and maybe because there is no dad in us.
Right. Okay. Well, there used to be, of course, but that's long gone. So all then right. You spent 3 years there in where did you go?
I spent 3 years in Hertfordshire with a family because back then Hungary was not part of the EU, so I had.
Oh, it was like I thought it was recently. Like,
no,
when was it?
I got back 10 years ago.
10 years ago, okay.
Oh my God, time is very fast. So I had one option, and I went as an au pair. So I spent 3 years with the family.
Yeah. With
the same family. Okay. I was lucky enough. Mm-hmm. I got a good family, and we still keep in touch. And I, if I can, I visit them.
So you came back on a Monday, which was like 10 years ago, and then on Tuesday, the following day, because of your friend's request or offer, you started teaching in the place where you are teaching still?
Yes, it's the same language school. We changed buildings because we're renting some rooms in primary schools or secondary schools, and still the same language school, but different building.
In Dombovar, right?
Mm.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, so I know I've seen a video, I think, on YouTube.
All right.
Where maybe I'll put the link up on the podcast so people can see it.
All right.
Where you are dancing around with students.
They are dancing. I'm just laughing and making clear.
Okay, so that's like the warm-up. So maybe you can say a few words about your I don't know, techniques, methods, ideas about teaching English to these. And these kids are like, they take, like, these are extra classes for them, right?
Yeah. It's private, private lessons. If you have a look at the video carefully, that you can see children and young adults and also adults, like people over 40. Mm-hmm. And
in the same group?
Not usually. So if you have the chance, we put them in different groups. But there are sometimes mixtures, and it works out quite well. So adults can work quite well with children. Not children, but 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. So the thing is, we usually start the lesson with a game. And I usually come up with the games when I'm sitting in boring meetings at my school. So people are talking about things that I'm not interested in or not involved.
Are you talking about the language school?
No, it's not the language school.
It's
secondary school.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just, if I have an idea, I just jot it down. And I think the main idea is that I try to get an ordinary exercise like revising words or using simple grammar and try to put it in an extraordinary way and try to put it in games.
Because that's how you enjoy it and that's how the students do, right?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think if they enjoy it, that it makes it much, much easier for them to learn new words or to remember them.
All right. So having fun and doing something unique is part of your teaching philosophy, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that's this right.
And okay, so in terms of the actual language, the kind of skills you want to improve, part of that, of course, is your fascination with idioms and expressions and vocabulary, right?
Yes.
And I know you have a website about that, something that has been around for some time now.
Yeah, it's almost a year now.
It's a year. Mm-hmm.
It's on Facebook, and I think we have...
Okay, so it's a Facebook group, right? Or page, or whatever it's called.
It's a page. It's a Facebook
it's a page.
Mm-hmm. And I tried to... First, I started posting expressions with explanations, sometimes a Hungarian explanation and an example sentence. And I thought I should make it a bit more colorful, so I came up with the idea of downloading some pictures of films and series and try to get an expression that could go with the picture or that is connected to the film.
Okay, so the people that are that subscribe like or who have liked this page are your students as well as people that you don't even know maybe?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have a lot of
followers.
The page has a lot of likes from abroad, from different countries.
Uh-huh. Okay, so your aim is to do what with this page?
Well, that's a good question. My aim is to...
So people that are listening to this conversation and they see the link, what would they find there and why would they be interested, you think?
I hope they would find useful expressions and expressions that are not usually in books or not usually in films, but can come up if they talk to English people. And, well, that I hope it's an enjoyable way of learning.
Uh-huh. So these would be more like the rare occasions. I mean, it's only on rare occasions that these expressions would appear. And that's why they are not in, like, you mean like textbooks, right? They are not in the textbooks.
Yeah, I'm talking about textbooks. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say rare because I've heard a lot of them.
Okay, like, I guess, British English, right?
Yeah.
Would an American understand them?
Well, that's a good one. Well, some of them, if they, I don't know.
Okay, and how often do you update the page?
Do
you have time to visit and do it often?
At the moment, I had to slow down a bit, but I usually have one post a day.
Oh, really? That often? That's quite frequent.
My biggest surprise was after Christmas, I haven't checked my Facebook account for a couple of days, and after Christmas, there were 500 new likes from Japan or China or some of that.
Wow.
And I had no idea where they came from.
So now you have like, what, thousands?
Three thousand.
Okay, well, congratulations.
And only 500 of these are my friends, so it's not like I'm inviting all my friends.
Well, of course, your friends should like you, right? Because they like you.
Well, yeah, 500.
They find it useful, I guess, too. And maybe some of your students. Do they know about that?
And I sometimes set it as homework. I have to. I tell them to find this expression and give it a like or give it a gutted message if they found it.
Yeah, like comment on it or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for your time talking to Take Off, the podcast, about your experience in teaching. This concludes this episode of Take Off, the podcast, the new series on Audioboom featuring Gisjula, Jules, a student and teacher. And until next time, take care.